Give me the update.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
Dirt. We want the dirt.
On My Talk. My Talk.
Did you want to tell me something?
Kevin Hart is now a daddy times three. Hart and his wife, Aniko Parrish, welcomed their first child together, a son named Kenzo, early this morning. On Twitter, they say, God is truly amazing. Kenzo Cash Hart was born at 1:45 a.m. He's healthy and already smiling.
Oh, cute.
Oh, that's cute. I'd be
okay
smiling, too, if my parents were that rich.
I was like, yeah. I'm okay.
I remember all the controversy, right? With him cheating on her, but she's staying by her man, so.
Yeah.
Yep, but baby. I bet
I think
baby's
that's an appropriate celebrity name, too. It's just different enough that I'm like, all right, it's kind of like a Muppet name, but I'm cool with it.
Yeah, but it works. It's cute.
Yes. All right. Kendall Jenner and Hailey Baldwin had a girls' night out Monday night sitting courtside. They were watching the Knicks play the Clippers at Madison Square Garden in New York City. She is rumored, I'm talking about Kendall Jenner, to be her new boyfriend, Blake Griffin. Here's the thing. I'm going to say something that you're probably not going to like, but I don't think he's hot enough for her.
I don't think he's hot enough for her.
Like, she's, you know, her career is based on her looks. She is gorgeous. She's a model. So I'm going to judge his looks and say he's about a 4 and she's a 9.
Well, I was going to give him a 6.
Yo, okay, 6.
Because of his mad basketball skills.
Yeah, because if you... This is so mean. If you take his face off.
Yeah,
what?
Exactly.
Oh, my God, you two are crazy.
That's the part, because his body is cute.
From the neck down, he's buff.
His face is kind of...
Can we agree on
terrible.
A 5? Maybe a 5?
Yeah, let's
okay,
average
I'll
that
I'll meet
out.
You in the middle.
Yeah.
All right, we're at a 5.
You know what? But I think that happens often. I think that a lot of times you'll see somebody that... You know, women, we go, okay, based upon whatever his personality, and I haven't seen enough interviews.
Hot girls will date ugly guys.
Correct.
That's what we're saying.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. See, you look torn too, because he's
thought
not
him really cute.
You didn't even look at the right picture.
Anyway.
He makes that confused face a lot, which is what I find unattractive.
Oh, he does. He kind of looks a little bit like Chris Humphries.
Yeah, he does.
A little bit.
You're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who was also confused.
Right.
We're all still confused about that. All right, Lena Dunham, she publicly defended girls writer Murray Miller, who had been accused of sexual assault. A writer for her feminist newsletter, The Lenny Letter, announced her decision to quit over this. Her name is Zinzi Clemens. She got on Facebook on Saturday and shared a lengthy post explaining why she no longer wanted to work with Lena Dunham anymore. This is a scandalous post. I just want to say that she goes on and on. She's known her since college, and she goes off on how Lena Dunham came from a very privileged background, and she just got tired of all the racist comments that her and her friends would make, and that they kind of dulled out who they thought was cool and not, and just sort of like had all the power. And I just thought it was so scandalous. I will post that on our show link so everybody can read, because true, man, that is just, I'm feeling bad for Lena Dunham right now.
I'm not feeling bad for her at all, because I feel like a lot of the backlash that she was getting was because she picked and chose when she was going to use her feminist.
And what was cool.
That's what she's saying in this post, yes. And on TV tonight, we have Marvel's Runaways on Hulu. We have The Voice and Dancing with the Stars finale.
Ooh.
That's the latest dirt. You can find more at mytalk1071.com.
Greatest update ever.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended dirt alerts at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20.
Keep me updated.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
Oh, Don, you're just making us talk about pies and Thanksgiving. I cannot wait. Oh, Don has some pie hacks for us for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Jason and Alexis in the morning, 8:06 on your Tuesday morning, November 21st. Miss Shannon's in for Jace today. Not feeling great today, so he is just resting and hopefully feeling much, much better. But yeah, let's just hop right into it. Don, pie hacks.
Yes.
Can't wait. And we also have some other funny Thanksgiving type stories, including the New York Times, the readers not very happy about their featured Thanksgiving recipe. They're looking for some meat.
Okay, so my mom, just so you know, is like a great cook. She is a great baker. I grew up with, we had a lot of fruit trees, blueberry bushes, apples, peaches, strawberries, rhubarb. Like, my mom always, almost always had a fresh pie all the time.
Yeah.
Yum.
Very cool.
I mean, I would just sit in the kitchen on, like, a Saturday morning, and my mom would be making that pie crust.
From scratch.
Yeah.
So. See, my grandma did that, and, you know, we grew up in a climate that had that as well, because we had, that's why when I go to buy things like figs or pomegranates or stuff, and they're expensive, or apricots, I'm like, this, it was free, because we had a tree. You know, that kind of thing. So it makes you appreciate the environment more. I'm like, I want to grow things.
Yeah. So if you don't have time, I mean, you can always, on this list, this is a BuzzFeed list. So some of it is good and some of it is like, okay. All right. So their last suggestion, I'll start there first.
Is it a good one or a bad one?
I mean, it's just that you go buy a pie from like Perkins and then you just say it's your own pie.
Oh, don't lie.
I mean, yeah, that's what they're saying. They're saying that you can get away with this just by basically taking that pie, putting it in your own dish. You have to be very careful and do it whenever it's frozen.
If you can't bake a pie, at least buy one at the store and bake it yourself if you're going to lie.
Hey, these are pie hacks, okay?
This is a great move. This is great. You know it's going to be good. But here's the deal. Make sure, because I have done this before, not with pie, but with a salad, like a pasta salad. Make sure you know what the ingredients are, because I didn't realize there was some Parmesan in that. And they asked if it was dairy. And I was like, and, you know, I didn't want that person to die because they're very lactose intolerant.
Right. And you're like, oh, so I didn't make it.
Yeah. I was like, I'm sorry. I really don't know. And they're like, but you made it. I was like,
I brought it.
Yeah, I put it in a dish.
That's like when people ask me about my hair and they go, is that yours? And I go, yes.
At the root.
Most of the component base material
it's braided.
Is mine. So,
so another way to pie hack is really the crust is like pretty hard to get right.
Yeah.
It can be a really tough crust if you don't know what you're doing. I'm not going to get into that because it involves ice cubes and keeping it very cold and not kneading it too much. I'll just say that.
It's an art.
It is an art. What I like to do, which is on this list in second place, is that you just get a pie crust frozen from the frozen food section.
Yes.
And then you let it thaw out a little bit. And then you can crimp the edges yourself so that it looks a little bit more natural, like it's not so perfect. Okay.
Smart. That is genius.
Yes.
Get a little
like
your DNA
better.
In there. A little look at those are my fingerprints.
Exactly.
Here's the part I messed up. Okay.
Right.
Fair enough.
So they're also saying this is a second part to that is that, you know, you can use canned fruit. You don't have to like go pick your own apples from the orchard and, you know, do all that. So you can get away with that. You just can't overcook the because it's already, you know, you don't want it too mushy. So they're saying, you know, to thaw the crust a little bit, bake it in the oven for a little bit just to harden that crust, and then put your fake fruit. I mean, it's almost like just as much time to fake these pies that you made them yourself, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So they're saying that you can also hack pie hacks. This is what we're doing
pie
here.
Hacks.
Yes.
Yes.
That you can add to the top of the crust if it's especially like an apple pie and you're trying to make it yourself, that adding brown sugar crumbles on top and with some graham cracker, crushed up graham crackers with a little bit of butter on top. It'll make it seem like it's homemade if you do that as well.
I like that one at least.
Yes. And then the last one here is that they say that any pie tastes better with ice cream. So
that's
just
true.
Make sure if you are faking that you brought your own pie, make sure and bring some vanilla ice cream because people will just sort of like, you know, half of the pie is the ice cream.
And I'm thinking if you're faking it, just scoop the ice cream out of the container and put it in your own container and say you made that too.
Oh my gosh.
If you're already going to lie,
you are going the distance.
I'm just, yes. I mean, because I make my own pie.
Yeah.
You know, and so, but I do cheat and get the crust, but I don't lie. Because sometimes I do make my own crust.
Yeah.
But if I don't, I got no shame in going, I made my own thing. So if you're going to lie, Make your ice cream too. Go ahead. There's lots of people can make their own ice cream.
They also say that if you don't want to go to the trouble of dealing with the crust, that, you know, it's like a hot dish, but basically a dump cake, if you've ever made one of those.
Oh, yeah.
I love it because it's basically like three ingredients, you know?
See, I'm so used to making cobblers, and they don't have to be pretty.
Cobblers.
Nobody expects your cobbler to be pretty,
right?
No. So I'm like, I'm cool with it, and I'm from now on, everybody's gonna think I make my own ice cream. I'm totally gonna lie. I'm Haagen-Dazs and put it in some fancy dishes.
Yeah, bring it in like a churn.
Mush it a little. Just mush it a little bit with a whisk.
Some vanilla flakes, vanilla flakes in there.
Yeah. Or you know what? You get some. You know what you do? You get regular vanilla.
Yes.
But then you get like some organic dark chocolate, like
or
fancy
vanilla beans.
Yes, and then you crumble in them, and you go, "I made this."
Yes,
and you kind of did. I mean, you're a little bit like the Cold Stone Creamery,
right?
You're just like,
right.
You're enveloping it in, right? You're just like blending that baby in.
You're not lying. You're adapting.
Right. That's what.
Yes.
Okay. You're making it better.
Yes.
See. There you go. I have a recipe for you guys. Those are good hacks. We'll put
a
link up on our show page. Make sure you guys check that out. New York Times, the readers are not very happy with them because they suggest every Thanksgiving they share at least one Thanksgiving recipe. You guys will love this. So they sent this out over Twitter. Here's what they said. They said, your new favorite Thanksgiving appetizer,
<Dun-dun-dun-dun>.
Brussels sprout sliders.
Oh. Now look, I think they're cute.
They are really
cute. When you look at it, they're adorable because basically what they did is they used the Brussels sprout as the bun, right? And then put some little caramelized onions and some mustard in between it and a little toothpick through it.
It looks like some tamari. They've got some garlic in there, some liquid smoke. Cumin, some cayenne pepper. Oh, so it has a little kick to it.
Yeah, and Brussels sprouts are very in right now.
Here's why I think they lost some people. They put 8 ounces of tempeh in it.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, it
Tell everybody else what tempeh is, though. They don't get it.
Okay, so tempeh is a meat alternative, and it's a soy product.
Yeah. Think of like tofu.
Right. It's a little harder and thinner when they, it's denser.
Delicious sounding.
Right.
But I do think it's funny that it's not like Twitter even read the ingredients or read what the recipe was. Twitter just saw Brussels sprout sliders and lost its mind.
Pretty much, yeah. One guy says, I'd rather eat my own fingers. Someone Dusty tweets, this was supposed to be a DM, I'm sure.
I like this one. Why y'all trying to ruin Thanksgiving?
Wow. You know what I resent about tofu is that they always say that it's going to taste like, you can make it taste like anything, like whatever you cook it. That is not true.
I think it just tastes like tofu. It's nothing.
Oh my gosh.
It just takes
up
space.
To this vegan potluck once and they tried to pass off this cheesecake, this tofu cheesecake. It was horrible. My daughter and I were like, this is not good. It's like, let's just set this down over here by this plant and we will walk away.
If you eat this stuff all the time, because I go through vegetarian and vegan phases. They don't last. I just go through phases.
Sure.
If you eat it a lot, though, your brain does trick you into thinking that it's not terrible.
No, that's true. And actually, I saw this, and for me, I'm like, this is good. You know, I live with a vegan. My husband is a vegan, so this is a nice thing that I can make for him that
I'm
will be different
these.
From what I normally do, which is, you know, I make a salad. It's like, here you go, honey. You know, this is, it makes it feel a little special. So for me, I'm like, this is good. And, you know, for other people who, we live in the land of meat and cheese, you know, so they're expecting that, especially from the New York Times. So maybe, you see that and you're instantly like, ew, that's gross. But it is funny to see how people can react to that. But I think I might try this at some point.
I think
that flavor combo sounds good.
And this is the kind of thing that if I show up to my younger sister, the bougie chef in the family, if I showed up with these, she and her fiance would be impressed.
No. Yeah.
They would go, you made what? Brussels sprout sliders. What kind of tempeh did you use in them? What variety of tempeh did you buy?
Yes. We'll put that recipe up on our show page too, mytalk1071.com. When we come back, we have the Dirt Alert with Elizabeth Reese.
MyTalk 1071. Everything.
If you'll come with me, we'll float too.
Entertainment.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Dirt Alert time with Elizabeth Reese. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, you guys. It is nice to be with you. Boy, tough to watch CBS this morning today.
Yes.
Man. man alive.
Empty seat, huh? Oh, empty and Miss Shannon's seat. In for Jace this morning.
Good
Elizabeth.
Morning, Miss Shannon.
Hello, hello.
I hope Jason is resting.
Oh, yeah, you heard him yesterday.
Yeah, oof. I know. It was a rough go. So, Charlie Rose on CBS, they dedicated the first 10 minutes of the broadcast to Charlie Rose's absence today. Charlie Rose is officially off the air on CBS, PBS, and Bloomberg. He has been suspended from 60 Minutes at CBS, along with his role on CBS This Morning, where he co-hosts the morning show with Nora O'Donnell and Gayle King. And this is swift backlash from the networks after allegations were launched against him by staffers. Eight women talked to the New York Post yesterday saying that Charlie Rose, over a decade of a period, had groped them, had walked naked in front of them, had made inappropriate comments, lewd phone calls. Charlie Rose issued a statement saying that he apologizes and he thought that these feelings essentially were mutual, and he now realizes that they were not.
Thank you for realizing that, but that's kind of where we're at. Where we're like, you know, it makes sense, and I appreciate his style of apology more than some of the things that have happened, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, we want to see how the rest of it weighs out.
Charlie Rose is 75 years old, and sources at 60 Minutes and CBS are saying his days are numbered. They're saying this is pretty bad. We don't think he can come back from this.
Yeah, and some of them are very recent, too.
Right.
So.
Right. Some of them go all the way up until 2011. Mm-hmm. And I just saw the Washington Post reporter who wrote this story. It broke yesterday afternoon. She was on CBS This Morning talking about how since the story has been published, there are at least a dozen other women who have contacted the Washington Post telling similar stories. So that would put us at 20 if it's a dozen
this
have
is,
come forward.
His
and
career
then eight.
Is over.
He's done. Yeah.
He's
right.
done. I mean, I don't think he can come back from this.
And he's 75.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just too bad that his career is ending this way. But as I said earlier, this is you reap what you sow. This
right.
is these are the consequences.
Yeah.
And this is the way it has to be. It sucks because we all like him, but
I know.
You know.
And for decades there were no consequences.
Right.
And now there are consequences.
And that's why I'm saying since we do like him, quote unquote, even though we don't know him. Obviously these other women don't like him. But since he is one of the people that we think are likable, if he can learn from this, yes, this career is over, but I thought he might be one of the people who could champion the change.
Right.
Because there do need to be people in his situation who go, I hear you, I get it, here's how we move forward and we learn and we teach and we heal. And so Charlie Rose, now I'm not saying this is what he'll choose to do, but I think he could be one of those people because his statement rang differently to me because he said, I hear you.
Yeah.
Or
yes.
I hear
them. And it's essential for these women to know that I hear them.
Right. And I do think that a lot of the responses that we're getting are, even if they're, hey, my bad, it's not, I hear you. And
it's, I don't remember, or I didn't do it.
Even if they say, I didn't mean it, it's not, I didn't mean it, but now I see your point.
Because
I do think that there are going to be some stories where it's still inappropriate behavior.
Yeah.
But the person is just oblivious because the society norms made them think that it was okay.
Well, and there is such a range. I mean, there's such a range of bad behavior, right? I mean, we have sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
We have sexual harassment. You know, there are also times when it's very blatant, where it's, if you don't sleep with me, you will not get this promotion.
I mean, Harvey Weinstein. Like,
right. You will not get this role. You will not get that. Charlie Rose, it seems maybe that some of these men in positions of power convince themselves that they're irresistible.
Correct.
And that these 21-year-old interns working for them just absolutely want to sleep with them. And so, of course, they're not doing anything wrong because it's consensual, because she wants to do it too, without understanding that there is such a power imbalance that it's impossible for it to be consensual in a workplace situation.
Exactly.
When you are 65-year-old Charlie Rose and the show is named after you, and it's a 21-year-old intern who's dying to get her foot in the door.
And I think there's some people who have honestly convinced themselves that when you see sexy, some of it is power, and that you do have power and you do have connections, and that makes you sexy and attractive. And so, you know, I agree with what you just said, is that it's set up to make some of these people go, that's why I got into this industry, and they've blown themselves up to such a position that they think that it's okay.
They're untouchable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much power and too much money is not good for people.
Right.
Yeah.
Particularly
men.
Yes. It's just not. And I hate to say that, but
I'm not saying we don't do stuff
out of pocket too.
That's true. I'm not saying that either, but I'm saying throughout and throughout history, men have been traditionally the ones with the power and the money, right?
Yes.
So,
right.
I mean, we haven't necessarily been able to see the true potential of what a woman's evil could be because she's never, very rarely, in the position of power.
And I remember reading, like, because I was talking about this, what I was talking about, when you read those old, I used to read the James Bond stories.
Yeah.
And so you would read them, and I remember reading them as like a, you know, I was like 12 when I went through this phase and going, this is inappropriate because the woman was never allowed to say no.
Right.
Because if you said no, it was, you didn't really mean that.
I know.
And then they would come at you again to the point, and the woman character was actually like, you're right, I didn't really mean it.
I know.
And that was kind of what we were even like ingrained to believe.
Well,
that, like,
guys,
and like,
even
after
now.
A while, like, you know, that's why I think we have this mansplaining thing now where I'm just like, no, this is what you really think.
The thing is though, Shannon, so, I mean, look at Scandal. Watch some episodes of Scandal. And I mean, God love Shonda and Shonda Rhimes. But listen, there are scenes in Scandal where I am thinking like, this is inappropriate when there are times in the beginning when Kerry Washington's character is saying, no, no, no. And Fitz keeps at it, keeps at it, keeps at it. And then finally they fall into this mad, passionate love scene. And it is like, there have been times when I've been watching it and I've been like, oh gosh, that just like, she just said no and pushed him away. And he just continued on and then won her love and affection.
Right. What, but is art mirroring life here, you know?
I know.
Or is it, I think it's going back and forth. I think that it's one of those snakes that like feeds on itself where
maybe
it continues
Shonda's
to go.
Just writing what's happening, you
right.
know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. But maybe that shouldn't be
and
happening.
And now things will change.
Amen.
And hopefully, that's what I'm saying. Hopefully, we keep continuing to have these conversations and things are allowed to change.
Yes, because they can heal those who need, who've experienced this. And hopefully, this is a deterrent for others.
A good cultural shift.
Yeah, absolutely.
A good cultural shift.
Newly revealed pictures show Senator Al Franken grabbing Arianna Huffington on her bottom and her breasts. For the record, Arianna Huffington says this: the notion that there was anything inappropriate in this photo shoot is truly absurd. It had to do with a comedic sketch for Bill Maher's Politically Incorrect called Strange Bedfellows, in that they were doing political commentary from bed. The shoot was looking back at the sketch, and we were obviously hamming it up for comedic effect. She says, I've been great friends with Al and his wife, Franny, for over 20 years, and there has never been anything remotely inappropriate in our interactions.
Okay. I agree with her statement. I think this goes back to we created a society where that was funny and now things are starting to change.
Yeah. Just one final note. Lady Gaga's fiance got a tattoo of her face on his body. Is their relationship doomed?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
Okay, that's all.
Elizabeth, maybe.
Thank you.
Yikes. All right. Thanks so much. We can see Elizabeth today on Channel 5 on Twin Cities Live at 3 p.m. When we come back. Okay, as we're preparing for Black Friday, we have a list of things not to buy, and of course, it's all the things that I want. Do that next.
The radio home of, when does that come out again? My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment.
8:32, your Tuesday morning, November 21st. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning, My Talk 107.1. Miss Jana Pauls hanging out with Dawn and me.
Jace
is sick. He is a sick puppy. Yeah, Fluffy is not doing so great right now. So
I'm glad he acknowledged that.
He relented.
And he's taking care of himself.
Yes, because, you know, we all do this, right?
Mm-hmm. You power through for no reason.
We can power through. We can push through. And he did all last week, so...
You just don't have to after a while. You just need to let yourself rest.
This is true. Are you a big Black Friday shopper?
Nope.
Not at all?
No.
Is it the crowds? It's just too overwhelming?
I just don't... Anything that I want, I'm not getting a good enough deal on that is worth me going there.
Mm,
I did
or Cyber
it one
Monday.
Year. Yeah, I'm exactly Cyber Monday. Mm-hmm. Cyber Monday, it works and I can watch all those things. But I went one year with my girlfriends and I liked the company. So the crowds don't, I don't mind crowds. So I liked the camaraderie and the pageantry
and the
of going
watching.
With, yes, of going with my girlfriends that year. But it wasn't something that we were like, we're going to do this every year. It
Make
was
it
fun
tradition.
To do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think? What do you like?
I will do a little bit before the show. We'll be live here 7 to 9, so all three of us will be together again, so make sure you're listening, and especially if you have some deals, of course, get the deal and then call us and tell us, because we're looking for tips and we like to share that. It's one of my favorite days
so
to broadcast.
So you're going to go before you come in?
A little bit, yeah, because we're not here till 7, so, you know. Maybe, Dawn, you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
We're not here till 7?
Yeah, 7 to 9 on Friday.
Oh, I
we're
did not
We're 7 to 9. Dawn and Marley are, yeah. So
oh,
we're
girl.
Yeah, so you want to do some Black Friday shopping with
no.
me?
No.
No. It's not your thing either, is it?
Sleep in.
Yeah.
I've actually never once been out on Black Friday to shop because I've always chosen to broadcast because then I get a free, you know, everybody else would have it off. And then I would get to have a free day later.
That's right. We get a comp day for it,
Nobody's here, really. Yeah.
No, it is ghost town.
We do. So we do get a we do get an extra day.
Yes, we do, Dawn. Yes.
You like that?
Yes. Yes. I don't know where I'm going to go shopping because all the things that I want, it's on the list of the things that you shouldn't buy on Black Friday.
Yeah, what is this list? Yeah.
Where did you get this list?
Okay, so this is from, let's see here, Yahoo Finance.
Yes.
Okay. Five things you shouldn't buy. I'm getting really anxious. I did sign up to get the iPhone 10 or X or whatever everyone's calling it, the fancy new phone. But I think I'm just going to get the 8 and be done because mine is acting a fool and it's too whatever behind.
Okay.
But they say you shouldn't buy the latest smartphone.
Because the deal isn't worth it?
Deal's not worth it. Okay. Yep. So there's that. Laptop.
Same thing.
Don't buy it. They say, yep, the best deals are back to school season or in the spring when they want to roll out new models and slash prices on the older ones.
Okay.
So that's
a big no. All right.
So those were my two big things on the list. But they also say don't buy heavy duty winter gear.
Why?
Coats, hats,
because we already missed that. Is that we missed that deal to go
after
get it?
After winter is the best time. Kind of the same thing.
You got to plan ahead.
Season. Right. Yeah. So you want to get them for the following winter after Black Friday and actually even after the holidays.
I think part of the problem why I never do very well on Black Friday is that there's lots of deals out there on things that I already get. So, like, I do like the last time that I was successful at Black Friday, I ended up buying a bunch of clothes. Like, we were like, okay, I shop at H&M. So, things that I buy at H&M were discounted. That was cool.
Yeah.
But it was really just a sale. So, why did I have to get there so early? I could have just waited until there was a sale.
Oh,
so, I'm not looking for the right things either.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what about furniture? Is that worth standing in line for? What's on that? Is that on the list?
It says that it is.
Okay. That's cool.
Well, it's on the list of not to buy. The other two things... no, it's not on the list. So you, this is a good time to buy furniture. Is what I'm saying. Yep, fitness equipment. They don't buy it because gyms are packed in January, and that's when I guess they want to sell them later on. And jewelry is on there too. If you're eyeing that diamond ring, this is not the best time to get the bling bling.
No fun.
January and February because they're pushing for Valentine's Day.
They know that they can lure men into buying jewelry around this time of year.
Yes.
For women because they didn't plan in advance. You think they bought jewelry in January?
That's true. I'm going to save this until December.
I don't even know if I want that kind of guy. Too much of a pre-planner.
He's got a
You're like, that
closet.
Does not fit my lifestyle.
Yeah, he's going to expect too much from me. You know, I'm bringing a pie that's not homemade, and this guy's buying jewelry in February. No.
But you're going to say it's homemade, right, Dawn?
Of course.
That's exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
It's one of our Thanksgiving hacks.
I don't want to start our relationship on a fallacy. How about that?
Come on now. We're wearing Spanx. We've got our makeup on. We got our hair did. We got, you know, cute clothes on.
So go ahead and lie about the pie.
I bake. Yes, I do.
I really would like to. One day when I'm an old lady, I'll bake pies like my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
exactly.
Why don't you practice now so that your pies aren't disgusting by the time you're older?
Ain't nobody got time for that. Okay.
You've never had my pie. Don't say it's disgusting.
My are the best.
Yeah, you don't know about her pie.
What are you talking about?
Normally,
when people come over, they're all like, would you like me to bring anything? If you two guys come up, I'm like, I got it. I got it all. You don't have to bring anything except for your friendship and hugs. That's fine.
Your presence is all we need.
Exactly. Do not bring food to my house because it's not yours anyway. So at least I know you now.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I don't make anything.
We drew that curtain back.
That is our seat, right, Dawn? We don't make anything.
I don't.
Right?
So, I mean, I don't. I'm kind of like an 18-year-old guy. Like, my house isn't decorated. I kind of just play video games and sit around. Like, it's terrible.
But see, here's the thing.
We're making this up so then we don't have, there's no expectation
None.
For us. You see what
but
I'm saying?
But Dawn, here's the thing is that I have similar tastes to you. We read the same comic books and we play video games.
Mm-hmm.
I just decided that I suddenly had to let portions of my 16-year-old boy go.
Yeah.
And the portions I decided to let go were the ones that didn't go out and frame her exploding TARDIS post. You know, they also, it's the same person that went out and said, I have a really great print of the Shire from Hobbit. The Hobbit, yeah. The Hobbit book.
That'll
I will
go in my
frame
closet.
It. No, I framed it and it looked nice. And so I have,
you're adulting
I'm
going to
send you, I adulted all of my 16-year-old boyness.
Okay. You still shave, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I never stopped shaving.
Okay. All right.
Because shaving was for me, not for men.
Oh,
you know, kind
God.
Of thing.
Right,
I
right.
feel better when I shave. It doesn't matter. I know that is a social construct that we created. Blah, blah, blah. I feel better when I shave. That's for me.
Yeah, especially our mustache.
Yes.
That needs to go.
And the pluck. Oh, I pluck.
Oh, because that glistens in the sun.
Mm-hmm. I just choose not to go that far into my bohemian nature.
Right.
But I do cook as well, and people think it's astounding that I cook. But I enjoy it just like you enjoy making your paper for
yes.
Lint. So it's
do.
Just my
You're right.
I find it very cathartic cooking.
I do like to cook.
Yeah, cooking is fun. It's just creative to me. So.
Yes.
I like to eat.
Wow.
I like to eat
like
what other people cook.
You like to get, I'll
Amen.
Bring in some snacks. I'll bring in the leftovers on Friday morning. Because
yes,
y'all won't
please.
Have any.
Just
I'll
bring a big in. Gallon. It's okay if it's all mixed together?
No. I will make it very nice.
Okay,
I'll bring
I was
in.
Trying to make it nice. Okay,
no, I'll make it nice. No, that's okay. I don't mind. That part I like.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right.
I'll bring the leftovers on Friday morning.
You guys, Friday morning, we will be shopping.
We'll have pie that somebody actually made that was either me or my
yes,
family member.
She won't let this go. Yes, bring some pie. Oh, it's going to be fun.
Don't
We're
worry.
Have all
I got
the
you.
Deals, my talkers, as you get those deals, make sure you call us and tell us because it is a fun day
yes.
of broadcasting because everyone, you know, you get a little crazy when you're if you've been shopping since midnight.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
And it's 7 a.m. and you're still out there. Shopping and trying to get those deals, and we love you for it.
Yes.
So, that's going to be a fun broadcast on Friday, and the fun continues. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the Morning. It's 8:47, Tuesday, November 21st. Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Miss Shannon Paul is hanging out with Dawn and me.
Hello, happy Monday.
Yeah.
Wait, no. What
Tuesday.
Day is it? Tuesday.
It is there Tuesday.
We go.
Yes.
Catch up. I almost
Does it feel like a Monday? You were working yesterday?
I was working yesterday. It went so quick, though.
Oh, I know. But I just blink and it's done.
And
Jace
I work
is off.
Weekends
He's not feeling
a lot.
Great.
Yeah, I work weekends a lot, and I think that's what messes me up.
Yeah, that's
true. Because I'm like, I'm still working, whatever.
Yeah, and thank you for the correction. We're going to be on live Friday from 6 to 8. Dawn, so you know, too. I thought it was 7 to 9.
Yeah, I pulled up the email.
Yeah, we pulled up the email.
Got me all excited.
I know.
That's okay.
Sorry. Go. We can sleep in a little bit later. Mm-hmm. Maybe 20 more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love her excited
ooh,
voice.
Ooh,
well, thank you very
that's
much.
Okay.
Right.
I love my job.
Yes, and that's a really fun day. Well, not only are we getting some Thanksgiving dinner and leftovers, but also the shopping and hearing from you guys and all the deals that you get. So make sure you call us and just tell us what happens. Or if there's like a Cabbage Pat throwdown, you know, those Patch Kids.
Yes, men, from back in the day.
Or like the wrestling ring. Remember that was such a hot toy and not everybody could get it. And moms and dads were fighting and beating each other up for it.
Yeah, which the worst of humanity happened over shopping.
Yeah, we want to hear about that.
Right.
Yeah, the drama of it all. No. Actually, there were a few moments like that. I'm remembering a couple years ago where, parents were
getting
down.
It was messy.
Down.
Yeah. I'm like, I have, my kid doesn't need any toy that much.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even consider myself a bad parent if they don't get it. That's fine. Nope.
Oh, nope. You shouldn't feel bad at all because there's so many different toys out there and different things.
You'll be okay.
You know, this year is our 10th annual Santa Project.
Oh.
So we have a lot of Santa stops presented by Great Wolf Lodge. You can bring a toy or a gift to the Galleria. The shop girls are going to be kicking it off this Saturday, November 25th, December 9th, or December 16th. So they have a lot of different broadcasts coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give those toys and gift cards to the Ronald McDonald House Charities right in time for the holidays.
Wonderful.
They have a really fun gift room. It's so fun to see. So you can see all the details and our broadcast schedule at mytalk1071.com. Just type in keyword Santa. Looks like Colleen and Bradley will also be out November 30th to Holiday Bliss. So check that
fun
out.
Time.
We love taking the show on the road and seeing all of you.
And helping some cool people. So it's good. Going through something already, so to be able to help them enjoy the holidays.
Yes, that is so true. There's a bizarre museum in South Korea that I need to hear more about because it sounds like one very similar that I experienced in Reykjavik, Iceland.
That's what made me look at this story when it came across my feed. Yes.
Are you sure it wasn't something else?
Well, look, okay. If you see something like this in your feed, you will probably take note, right?
Yeah, it's clickbait for sure.
Yeah. So we were talking about it, and I was surprised with where I saw the story because it was in like the International Business Journal or something.
Wow.
Like that.
Yeah.
Well, and supply and demand.
I was like, okay, what is this about? So I was reading the story, and what it is there in South Korea, there is a, we'll call it, male member themed park. It is a park.
Do you ride on rides?
Right, yes.
Let's go on that roller coaster.
Yes, that
to the Tilt-A-Whirl, please.
Yeah. And so, to go deeper dive into this park, I found it. I found it in the Mirror, so the UK newspaper. Uh-huh. And so, when you go to this Haesingdaeng Park near the coastal village of Sinam in South Korea. There are 300 male member statues all dedicated to the memory of a virgin bride-to-be who was left on a rock by her fisherman fiancé when he went off to work.
Oh my gosh. So, I am looking at a video right now. One is in the shape of a cannon.
Correct. Ooh. And there's ones where, you know, there's a variety of them. And so guests can feast their eyes on 10-foot tall male members that are carved out of wood, and then they can feast your eyes on them. And I thought it was interesting because I remember hearing, you know, Lex talk about her Reykjavik experience about going to that one.
Yep.
And the thing that I thought was interesting that you have 300 of these members wandering around. They're hanging out.
There's
so many of them. And so the locals say that the reason why they did it is that the virgin was angry because she was left on this rock and she drowned. And so because of that, it caused the fish to disappear from the surrounding waters until her ghost was appeased by a selection of sculpted male members. And so that's what
that inspired her to come back.
So they were like, so the fishing will come back if we appease this virgin who died.
She's
so
her ghost freak on.
She got her ghost freak on. And so that's why they have. And allegedly,
these are
like,
giant.
Right.
Too.
So over 12,000 visitors go there every year.
Yep.
60% of them are women, it says. And so they can look at the breathtaking views of the surrounding landscape.
Breathtaking.
I think it's
South
fun.
Korea.
My sister lived in Seoul for 3 years and never once mentioned this. So
what?
I'm presuming no.
Well, that was the first thing. My first trip to Iceland, my mom came and I was like, Mom, we're going to the penis museum.
And my mom did the opposite. I'm like, my mom went to visit him and neither of them, if they went, it didn't show up on her Instagram feed. Uh-huh. And I'm sure it would have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
so
would have been.
I'm going to ask my sister when I get home, hey man, why don't you tell me about the the whole town.
These are pieces of art. I mean, the sculpting,
there's very talented sculptors.
Right.
And there's so many of them. It's like a forest.
It really is.
It is. And so if you had a whole forest of these things, I think that she should have taken a little bit of time out of her day. She went all kinds of other places.
Tell you about it, at least.
You're gonna knock
on
wood.
Look at the knock on the door. Marley's here. Hey, Marley.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome back.
Wow.
We're talking about a forest of penises. So.
I know. I'm not really sure what I just walked into. Yeah. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
It's like a forest down
we're
there.
We're just helping. Yeah.
No, it's like a forest down there? No, we didn't say that.
We're relaxing the city, guys.
Yeah. We're just
get that taken care of.
We're encouraging you to go on a great adventure next time you visit South Korea.
Yeah. Hey, add this to your list of things to do in South Korea.
Right.
Great.
Wow.
Okay.
Haesingdaeng Park.
All right. Okay.
Well, welcome back.
Thanks.
What's coming up on your program today at 9?
Yes. 9 o'clock is when the program starts.
Yes.
Donna was smelling some weird things around the Twin Cities yesterday. She wants to tell us about it.
That sounds fascinating.
And by she wants to tell us about it means I'm making her tell us about it. We're going to talk about Charlie Rose at 9:30.
Yes.
And we're also going to, I've got a couple late, you know, since I was gone yesterday, late reflections on the AMAs that I want to share at 9:45.
Gotcha.
So. Oh, I'm so curious what you think, what you thought about Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, we're going to talk of Christina Aguilera's performance, also Selena Gomez, Pink's reaction, et cetera, et cetera.
Ooh.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Marley, lots of fun coming up. Did you have some good time off?
I did. I went to the Vikings game on Sunday.
Ooh, fun.
And yeah, it was my first time in U.S. Bank Stadium. So that was really cool.
That's a really cool space.
It did you do, because Donna said you had a friend in town. So did you do any other touristy things just because you had a friend in
you
from
guys,
out of town?
I have done every touristy thing that I could possibly do.
Saw the spoon this and the chair in the walker.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is the first time I've shown someone who's never been to Minnesota, like the whole Minnesota thing.
You should put up a list. Yeah.
Yes,
oh,
please.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. That's a good idea.
Because I can use it when people
really
come to visit.
It's a really good idea. Yeah, it's like a full itinerary.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. Love it. All right, Donna and Marley, coming up next, 9 to noon. Miss Shannon, thank you.
Welcome. See you tomorrow.
Let's
see you
this again tomorrow, guys. You be you. Have a great day.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Snowsberries. Who ever heard of a snowsberry?
We are the music makers. And we are the dreamers of dreams.
Entertainment.